Iran and China take aim at dollar hegemony, as you can see linked up on Mark13News.com for April 8th, 2026. But really, it's the Kenites on the multipolar end of the globalist spectrum who, for the most part, control the Ezekiel 38 Confederacy, which is headed by Gog, the chief prince of Meshech and Tubal, which is most likely Moscow and Tobolsk, as opposed to the unipolarist Kenites, who for the most part control the left-right paradigm, which is symbolized by Ammon and Moab. As nation continues to rise against nation, meaning the Kenite nation rising against itself through two warring factions within the shadow government thereof, which is symbolized by the He-Goat of Daniel chapter 8. The great horn of the He-Goat being the United Nations, which has to get broken, as you can see in Daniel chapter 8 verse 8, before it gets replaced with the four notable ones, meaning the four beasts of Daniel chapter 7 that make up the one world system of Revelation 13, that starts out as a one world political system at the woe of the fifth trumpet when Satan and his angels get cast to earth, and then after the one world political system gets wounded to death, it becomes a one world religious system when Satan appears as the Antichrist at the woe of the sixth trumpet. The true Christ won't return until 2.5 months later at the woe of the seventh trumpet, and as the true Christ says in the last verse of Mark chapter 13, "What I say unto you, I say unto all, watch."